Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Andre Lynn, postgraduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology in the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day in Bajan history, Saturday, 2nd March 1990, the Cockspur Gold Cup was held at the Garrison Savannah in front of a crowd numbering in the thousands. This, the ninth running of the Gold Cup, as it was colloquially known, was a star-studded affair with many of the sports elite flying in from Europe and North America for a race day which had become one of the premier social and sporting events on the island's calendar. In addition to local dignitaries, the list of foreign luminaries in attendance included champion jockeys Pat Edery and Willie Carson, as well as veteran trainers Kobe Breasley and his wife May. Although the previous year's champion Sanford Prince was favored to win by fans, on the eve of the race, pundits, including Edery and Carson, felt that Vardar, the French-born import ridden by 17-year-old Patrick Husbands, was a strong favorite to upset the crowd favorite, Sanford Prince. Vardar did not disappoint, and whether one stood in the grandstand, on the grounds of the Savannah, or listened to the voices of commentators Mike Goddard and Dave Bernard from at home, at work, or any of the island's cricket ground, which had paused the play to view or listen to the race, it was a Gold Cup for the ages. In a race which featured legends P.U., Coubert, Valial, Sanford Prince, and Vardar, Dave Bernard gave voice to the start of the race, and as horse and jockey entered the straight for the first time, it was PU followed by Valial, followed by Sun Racer, Coubert, and Sanford Prince as the jockeys jostled for position. With 5 furlongs to go, PU remained in the lead by a length from Valial, with Vardar closing quickly while defending champion Sanford Prince lingered near the back of the pack, a decision still considered a controversial move made by his jockey, Venus Richards. With 3 furlongs to go, it was still PU leading by 2 lengths from Valial, with Vardar in third, while the Venice Richards ridden Sanford Prince finally advanced from the rear and was moving quickly. As they turned toward the home stretch, Vardar front and center led by 2 lengths from Sanford Prince, who was rapidly advancing from the outside, with Valial on the inside still with a chance but fading. As they raced toward the final furlong, it was Vardar Sanford Prince. Vardar Sanford Prince with Valial fading on the inside as the grandstand rocked and the noise and excitement reached a crescendo across the savannah as horse and the jockey raced to the finish. However, there could only be one winner, and this was Vardar, ridden by Patrick Husbands by a length from Sanford Prince, followed by Valial, then Far Too Far, then Coubert, to win the ninth running of the Cockspur Gold Cup on this day in Bajan history, 2nd March 1990.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.